so happy you're here listening right now. This is Eternity Church's weekly podcast. You will find our messages encouraging, inspirational, and relative to your life, no matter what stage of the journey you find yourself in. Here's Pastor Jesse.
High five your neighbor, take a seat, say, welcome to church. Man, I am absolutely excited to preach today. I'm excited to preach every week, but I'm particularly excited to preach today because I only got to preach one weekend in October at Eternity Church, but now I get to preach every week of November, and so I'm super excited. I'm glad no one went, that would have been horrible. But the first couple of weeks of October, I was actually in Australia. I was preaching at a leadership summit, and I was preaching at a church on the Gold Coast suffering for Jesus, you know. And it was only the third week of spring, so it was pretty cold for Australia, right? Like I was suffering for Jesus, third week of spring, 95 degrees, what can I say, right? Like, you know, I'm always willing to suffer for the kingdom of God. Yeah, anybody else? So, yeah, you want me to move on? See, we're moving into winter right now, and you're like, you better shut up, boy. Right? Is that right? Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry. While I was gone, though, we had some of our local legends preach here, sons and daughters of this house, amen. We had Pastor Jed, Pastor Ed, Pastor Sean, and Pastor Connor. And I'm always excited about everyone that preaches on this stage, but it's always super exciting, though, when we're raising up not just sons, but daughters of the house to preach the word as well. So Pastor Connor did a great job. In fact, they all did a great job. Did they do a good job? Give me a hand if they did. And then the very next week, we had Pastor Wendy Perez from Las Vegas here preaching the word again. It was unreal. And then the week after that, they let me preach one weekend. They did. They let me preach one weekend. I don't know who they are, but they only let me do one weekend. And then I actually got a nose job, or that's what I'm saying it was anyway. I did actually have nasal and sinus surgery like 9 or 10 days ago. Try and fix that whole losing my voice thing all the time. So just believing for freedom from now on. Amen. Freedom and just able to use the gift that God has given me and without that hindrance anymore. But since I was laid up in bed high as a kite on Vicodin that weekend, they also did not let me preach then either. So we had the incredible friend of our house, Lucas Connell, here preaching. And that was good, yeah? And then now it's this weekend, so it's big November now. Before I preach, I want to share a video with you that we made that talks about some of the great things that God is doing at Eternity Church this year, but also gives you an opportunity to get to know the heart of some of the pastors here at Eternity Church. This is not all of our pastors, it's just some of our pastors, just the best looking ones. So we're going to show that. No, I'm just kidding. It's not really. If that was true, they would not have let me on there at all, but I am on the video. But this is just some of the pastors here at Eternity Church. And so I just wanted to give you a chance, get to know their heart a little bit more and see what God's been doing this year and what's going to happen for the rest of this year. So God bless you. Come on, let's watch that video. Hey, so it's big November, and God has done incredible things in our church. Everyone on this stage is one of the pastors at Eternity Church, and so we just wanted to get together and talk about all that God has done this year. You know, we started West Campus. Amen. Come on. The things that we're doing for McKinley Elementary, Fearless, our women's ministry. We want to talk about Eternity Cares, what God's done there. Yep. Robert Madu coming to preach next month. We've got a schools tour coming up with Reggie Dabbs. Come on. And then we've given away a bunch of new people gifts. We've had so many new people come to the church. A ton of people get baptized, purchased, and moved into a new headquarters 90 seconds down the road from Central Campus. And we just want to celebrate together.
Come on.
So anyway, I want to talk about that. I think maybe we'll start with you, Pastor Sean. We are at West Campus right now. We're in your house.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about what God's done here and how thrilled you are to be here.
It's been amazing. I mean, I tell you what, The same culture that you experience at Central Campus has just naturally flowed out west, just, 15 miles down the road. Same thing we've seen for the last 7 years has continued here. It's been amazing to see dozens and dozens and dozens of people give their lives to the Lord and get baptized and start serving in the church.
And so what else? Anyone else? Jenna?
Well, the staff also is going to be growing here. We have hired an associate kids pastor here at West.
Right.
Yes.
That's awesome. At West Campus.
West
Campus is getting a staff member for kids.
Come on.
Yeah, I love that. I love that for you. The things you're obsessed about happening at West Campus are the same things that we're obsessed about having happen at Central Campus.
For sure,
you know? That if we're obsessed with seeing souls saved every week, I love that that's the first thing that you want to talk about God is doing at West Campus as well. So I love it.
You just talk about the things that we're still obsessed with. I mean, we are obsessed with caring about people. And what a lot of people don't know is that
every single person,
regardless of their need, regardless of where they are, a lot of people don't know that if somebody shows up in a hospital, obviously they call us and we're going to go to them. But that isn't just if they're here. If they're in another state, if they're in Minnesota, if they're in Florida, we'll hop in a car, we'll hop on a plane and go visit them in the hospital just because we care about them. And that's what we do. They just have to let us know. And we're there.
Come on.
Dibs on Hawaii.
I think that I'm going to go to Florida. It's my spiritual gift.
That's
going ministering
gift.
On the beach. I can do that.
Ministry.
Your spiritual gift is ministering to people in hospital in Florida.
That's right.
Yes. If there's a beach, I will come.
Somebody from our church would be there because we're family. And every person matters. So.
Yes. Come on.
Anyway, anyone else want to talk about something that's just really inspired them that's happened this year? Pastor Brad?
Yeah. I can talk about HQ. One of the most exciting things about HQ is that we
come on.
It allows us to raise the bar on all of our ministries that we do. By taking the offices out of Central Campus, we can expand there. It allows Pastor Sean to have a place that he doesn't have to be out here to have an office. And the beauty of that is it really, we can have connect groups there. It allows people to discover what a vibrant relationship with Jesus looks like, because there's just more room for them to explore
that. That's good.
But we have space now to do incredible things to help release people and empower people and equip people to live this blessed life, you know?
Exactly.
Babe, you wanted to lean in? You wanted to say something?
Yeah, I've been so moved by the response to Fearless this year. It's been our first year.
Yeah.
And just to see not only the women of Eternity, but the women of Des Moines and Iowa coming gathering.
Yeah.
To lean into Jesus, and I'm just super excited because that's also the heart of our church is to have women on staff who are pastors and who
leaders.
Can then go out and lead other women. So it's been really exciting.
Can I share about New Connections?
Yes.
Awesome.
Please.
So I just took over New Connections this year. It's been amazing. And to date, so November, it's only November, guys, and we've given out over 900 gift bags to New
Connections.
That blows me away.
How
does that even 900 bodies coming and getting blessed so that we can be generous
Come
to those
on.
People. Yeah.
That's 900 people that had never been to our church before.
Right.
That have visited so far this year.
Yeah.
Love what God's doing in our church. And so Pastor Connor, do you want to talk about what's happening with Schools Tour in just like a few weeks, right?
Yeah, we're so privileged and I'm so excited to have Reggie Dabbs come.
Come on.
I'm really excited to see him in his natural element, being in schools.
He loves ministering to students in schools.
Yeah, just talking to kids and hearing him empower them.
Yeah.
Because that's my heart for our students.
Yeah.
That we're empowering them, that they are the church now. They're not the church for the next generation. They're the church now.
That's
come on.
Truth. Oh, McKinley Elementary. We have to talk about that. Just like a second. Our church made the commitment last year that this year for Big November that we would renovate, renew, and equip them with a new library and a learning resource center for their staff and students. And and so that's happening now. But we're going to talk more about that as Big November goes on. We're going to have videos and ribbon cuttings and all sorts of wonderful things. But I'm excited about that. God's just done great things. And so, and then just the weekend before the Reggie Dabbs tour, that same weekend, we have Robert Madu.
Come on.
We've got Robert Madu, the preaching machine.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He is a beast of a preacher.
Yeah.
And he is preaching. He's going to close out Big November for us on November 30th and December 1st. So that's going to be absolutely incredible weekend. Then that'll followed straight away by Reggie Dabbs. Yeah. Hey, love you heaps. You're awesome.
Yeah. All righty. Lots of fun stuff happened this year so far. Lots of great things coming up. Don't you love being a part of a church that doesn't just sit still and just chill out? Right?
Like, we're not going to be like, you know what, done enough, let's chill out, that's all good. We're running 4 services a weekend now, we're good, we're done, right? No, Central Iowa needs Jesus. Come on. Iowa needs Jesus, right? We aren't done until we never meet another lost person again. Hallelujah. Come on. And so I love what our church is doing. By the way, I love Jenna's spiritual gift is visiting people in Florida, right? That's fantastic, right? That's a new one for me. I don't see that in the list of spiritual giftings in the Word of God. But I thank God that Jenna has found that enlightenment and, you know, using that gift. So give Jenna a hand, right? Come on, she's awesome. Pastor Jenna and Pastor Connor doing a great job in our youth and our children's ministries here at church. But so for all those who don't know what Big November is, right, it's an opportunity to be generous. Right, it's an opportunity for our church to be generous in our finances, in our love, in our forgiveness, in our grace. Amen. It's an opportunity for you to be generous in the same ways. We're taking generosity to another level. See, we're doing and announcing some exciting things over the course of this month. We've got great news about the McKinley Elementary Library and Resource Center renovation. In fact, you can go and help us do that next Saturday at 9 a.m. at McKinley Elementary. You can go and help us with that. That would be absolutely fantastic to help renovate that facility. We're excited about partnering with the Des Moines School District to bless and renew and love that school. We're pumped about what's happening with Joppa this year and next year. And we've got a training night if you want to come and learn how to help us minister to homeless people around Des Moines. That's on this week. Get all that information online on our social media. We're also excited about our missions. We're partnering with Convoy of Hope in South America and for next year. And then we're actually sending missions trips over there, even youth missions trips to South America. Your whole family can go on some of these trips. Just an opportunity to minister and spread the gospel closer to where we live, yeah? And then November 23rd and 24th, we're going to take up our annual miracle offering where we're asking you and your family to partner with us to help make sure that we end this year strong, start next year stronger, amen, and that we can continue to do everything that God has called us to do here, there, and everywhere, amen. And over the course of this month, we've got some little secret special gifts that we're going to hand out to all of you on different weeks over this month as well. And then we're going to close out Big November with Robert Madu preaching the fire, November 30th, December 1st. And because Big November this year was a little bit too big for November, we couldn't squeeze it all into November. And so it overflowed, it kind of overflowed a little bit into December. So this year is kind of more like Big November dis, you know, like Big November dis, just the first little bit of December as well. We have a school tour on week one of December with Reggie Dabbs visiting 6 local public schools, fully funded and provided for by Eternity Church. Amen. And you know what, Reggie Dabbs, he's found a way to go and encourage people in public schools, even where you can't talk about Jesus. He's found a way to go in and minister to and love on young people and let them know that they are loved, that they are valuable, and that God has and that there are great plans for their lives. Amen. And so we're just excited to be partnering with Reggie Dabbs. And then that week we're also doing a big youth convention here at church for any other youth ministry in Central Iowa. We just want to bless people. And Pastor Connor's heading the charge on that. So why would we do all that though? Why? Why would we go so over the top, right? It's because we serve an exceedingly abundantly over the top extra kind of God. Amen. You're with me? And if we want to serve Him by representing His extra, His over-the-top heart for each other here and for the people in our community around us. So today I want to talk to you about God's over-the-top, ridiculous, exceedingly abundant heart for us. Amen. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, God's so extra. Come on, someone say, He's so extra. Ephesians says that we give glory to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. He is able to do exceedingly above, abundantly more than all that we ask and all that we imagine. Amen. Our God is a more God. Our God is an extra God. See, for our God, near enough is not good enough. Amen. The plans that He begun in you, He will bring to fruition. Scripture says that He will bring to completion the good things He started in you. He's not the God of, well, we'll get them close enough. No, He's the God of, let's get them over the line and then some. Amen. He's not the God of surviving marriages. He's the God of thriving marriages. He's not the God of kids who scrape it into heaven. He's the God of kids who take their whole class to heaven. He's not the God of that gets you close to your goals. He's the God that makes it so that your goals, your family, your business, your family, that you are a representation of the glory of God. He's not the God that just saves your soul. He's the God that gives you life and life abundantly. Amen. He's not the God of broken promises. He's the God of yes. He's the God of amen. Someone say amen. Our God is not a God of near enough is good enough. He's over the top. He's exceedingly abundant. He's an extra mile kind of God. And if you're wondering why our church is so over the top, that's why. That's why. Because our God is an exceedingly abundant, over the top, extra kind of God. And if we want to do what the writer of Ephesians just said, give God glory in the church, then we need to be exceedingly abundantly, over the top, generous kind of church. Hallelujah. For a long time, we've said things like, we want to be the most generous church that you, your friends, your family have ever heard of. And we mean it. We mean it. It's not just a cliche that we invented. It's not just a thing that we say so that you'll have something to tell people. No, we mean it. We want to be so generous. I always say that I don't believe we're being generous enough till people accuse us of being too extravagant. A couple of years ago, some friends started saying to me, Jesse, you're so extra. Now, the first person that said that was our friend Jody Long. And she meant over the top, like, hey, you're so extra, you know. And she meant it kindly, in a good way, I think. That's how I'm taking it anyway, right? But honestly, I love that. I always want to be a little bit extra. I just want to be a little bit more, you know? Like when I'm at the counter at the coffee shop talking to whoever's making my coffee, I just want to be a little bit more than what they're used to dealing with at the counter at the coffee shop while they're making their coffee. Come on. If I'm buying a car, I want that car dealer to be like, man, that guy's just a little bit more than what I'm used to, right? In fact, a mate of mine in Australia was watching our service last night online, and he texted me after church and said, hey, you remember the lady at the coffee shop that was serving us our coffees when we were sitting down, whatever the place is called, and you were talking about church? Well, guess what? She's coming to church this weekend because you're so extra, right? Come on. Why is she coming to church? Because I want to make sure that I'm a little bit more. I don't want to be beige. No one remembers beige. No one remembers boring. I want to be a little bit more. Come on. So over the last year or so many people have been saying about our church, you guys are so extra. Some of them say it like that, man, I love what you guys are doing. You're so extra. And some of them like, yeah, you're a little bit extra. You know, and I don't even care. I love it. I freaking love it. I don't care if they mean it as a compliment or an insult or I don't even know what basket to put your church in. I don't care. I love it. In Matthew, Jesus said in Matthew 5:38, you have heard it said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other one also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go to 1 mile with them, go with them an extra mile. Give to the one who asks, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You've heard it also said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I'm telling you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. When we read Ephesians at the start of my message, that's where God is saying, hey you, hey all, I'm an extra kind of God. hey, y'all, I want you to know something about me. I'm an extra kind of guy. But here in Matthew, Jesus is telling us, that's where Jesus is looking at us the same and saying, hey, y'all, I want to tell you something. You are called to be an extra kind of people. Amen. Come on. Hey, I'm an extra kind of God, and I want you to be an extra kind of people. Amen. Somebody yell out, we're so extra. So extra. Scripture tells us to be extra with evil people as well. To be extra with each other, the people sitting with you in the room in Galatians, to go the extra mile and help each other and do good for each other. It says to be extra even with our enemies in verse 44. We've got that extra kind of love, that extra spirit here at Eternity Church. When people take our coats, we're like, here, have a new pair of shoes. Come on. We've got that extra kind of spirit. When people force us to walk a mile with them, we walk an extra mile with them. In Bible times, what Jesus was referring to here about walking a mile, because you're like, people making people walk a mile? Hey, you, walk a mile with me. Like, that's weird, you know? But in Bible times, a soldier had really heavy armor. Their sword was heavy. They didn't have Kevlar, and they had this beast of a piece of clothing that they would wear that was thick and heavy. And it got so heavy as they're walking that there was a law that a Roman soldier could ask anyone. They could be like, hey, Daniel. That's Sammy, but, you know, same family. Hey, Sammy, I want you to carry this for me. Right, and so Sammy would then have to walk a mile carrying my sword and my armor and my helmet, and he'd have to go that whole mile with me, right? What Jesus is saying is, hey, when they ask you to walk that 1 mile carrying that heavy load, I want you to go further than anybody else. I want you to do a little more than anyone else ever would. Everybody else, they'll go the 1 mile because they have to do 1 mile. It's the law. But you're going to go the extra mile. And you're going to be abundant. You're going to be over the top. You're going to be extra. And they're going to ask, why are you doing 2 miles? I only asked for one. And you're going to say, because I got that extra kind of Holy Ghost. Come on. I got that extra kind of love in my heart. Come on. Hallelujah. But that's not the law right now. In fact, I'm pretty sure there might be laws against forcing people to walk a mile with you these days. But people do still force us to walk a mile with them, don't they? Like when your son winds up in trouble at school again. Like when your son winds up in trouble with the law again, or when your daughter winds up in prison again. You're forced to go through hell with them again. You didn't ask for it, did you? You didn't ask for the first mile, let alone the second mile. But you'll go when your neighbor's having a bizarre issue with the cops and SWAT are on your front lawn about to invade your neighbor's house, right? You didn't ask for that, did you? Everyone else is like, let's get out of here. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to get to know this person. I want to see what I can do in this person's life. I'm going to go further with you than your family even went with you. I'm going to go further with you than your friends will ever go with you. We're going to go a little bit further. We're going to be a little bit more. We're going to do a little bit more than everybody else because we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen. We can carry this load not just for the first mile, but we can carry it for a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth mile. Come on. I'm going to carry this weight for you till you give glory. Glory to God. At work, where the boss has placed a heavy load on your shoulders that you did not ask for, I didn't even want this promotion. I was happy. Punch in, punch out, go home. Yay. But now I've got to punch in, punch out. Still work. No. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this heavy load. I didn't ask for this extra goals, these financial goals they've set for us. I didn't ask for that they've made us carry. But the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives in you. You can carry that load. And you can carry it not only into next quarter, come on, you can carry it into the quarter after that. You know what every other person does? They get near the end of the quarter, they've got an opportunity to make an extra $10,000 worth of sales, and instead of making them this week, they say, I'm going to hold them off till next week. So they can count towards next quarter's targets. But you know what an extra kind of person does? Well, I'm just going to go so over the top, exceedingly abundant. I'm going to smash the goals and the weight that the boss has made me carry this quarter. And I'm not going to worry about next quarter, because next quarter I'm going to be a little bit extra again. Come on. That's what a believer does. We don't hold off a week so we can have a better month. No, we just smash it this month, and then we smash it again the next month. Amen. You live this, do more, give more, pray more, love more, help more. This be more kind of life. What you're doing is positioning yourself right in the middle of God's exceedingly abundant, over the top, extra, more than all you can ask, think, or imagine kind of favor. Amen. Come on, I got any extra kind of people in here? Give me a wave. Give me a yell. If I got some extra kind of people in this room today, hallelujah. What did the Good Samaritan do when he found a wounded man on the side of the road? Everybody else is like crossing the road to get out of the way. People would have maybe helped him if he was in the way, but they'll just step around. This guy's like, I'm going to help this guy. I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to treat his wounds. I'm going to take him to the inn. Then what did he do? He'd taken care of business. He'd done the right thing, you know, because we do the right thing, don't we? I know, like, most of you, like, well, you know, nearly all of you, if I just don't look at Tyler, like, nearly all of you do the right thing, don't you, right? Like, most of the time. Nah, Tyler's a legend. You should get to know Tyler, by the way. I love that guy. But we mostly do the right thing, right? The innkeeper, sorry, the Samaritan, he did the right thing, but he went a little further. He left the innkeeper with a little extra money for any extra expenses that the man might occur, not even will, but that he might incur. And then he went the extra mile on the way home by coming back and covering any extra bills that the man might have incurred while he was gone. He didn't just do a good job. He went over the top. He was abundant. He was exceedingly abundantly above all that the sick man ever asked or even imagined that the guy would do for him. But that's what God is calling us to be, an extra kind of people. Amen. Like, we're going to be like that man. We're going to be like the heart of our Father. Amen. We're an extra kind of people. We're always going to be a little bit extra. There's always, why have we got lights and stuff? I don't know, because we're a little bit extra, right? Why do we give stuff away up there? Because we're extra. Why is the espresso free at Eternity Church? Because we're extra, amen? Why is everything like that? Why do we do it? I don't know, because I'm always trying to find an opportunity to do more, to do better, to go harder, to give more. Come on. Our God is a God of extra. And our church is a church of extra. And you, my friend, are called to be a little bit extra. Come on, touch your neighbor, say, be a little extra. You aren't called to live a mediocre life. You're not called to blend in. You're not called to be beige. Come on, beige. I don't know what is with the color beige other than it sucks. Like beige is the epitome of, I don't want anybody to notice me. I don't want anybody to notice my car. I don't want anybody to notice nothing. I'm beige, I'm blending in, and I'm boring. That's how Australians talk about beige, sorry. They really do. We in Australia, we'll be like, we'll instead of saying you're boring, sometimes we might just say you're a bit beige, you know. Like, I got nothing against white people. I know some, you know, but I'm not saying that white people are a little bit beige. You know, we can be sometimes, you know, when you get some sun. But I'm saying, like, I don't want to be a beige kind of Christian. I don't want to be a beige kind of person. You are called to stand out. Come on. You're called to stand out. If you're gonna go buy a BMW, buy a red one, not a beige one. Come on. You're called to stand out. But I'm not just talking about your finances and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about your whole life. You're supposed to stand out like a city up on a hill. Lights bright, fire burning, hearts ablaze, for everybody to see that our God is good. You're not called to work 8 hours a day and go home and Netflix the night away. Unless you're going to Netflix and chill with your husband, wife, whatever. God bless you. great night. Don't Google that. Seriously though, if you spend more time on Netflix watching other people pretend to live some amazing life than you actually spend actually enjoying your own life, you might need to get a revelation of the calling of God on your life. You might need a revelation of the extra Spirit of God and the extra calling of God on your life, amen. Now I know the second season of Jack Ryan just came out, and that's rough, rough time to preach this message, right? I know that some of us are glued to the couch for 2 weeks now. Who am I kidding? Brandon told me he did it in 2 days. You don't have to watch Jack Ryan to live an exciting life. You know, you can actually go join the CIA. I think. Go to the website, click positions available, see what happens. You know, you don't have to watch The Notebook to get some romance in your life. Hey, you can actually spend time with your flipping wife or your husband. Come on. You're single and you really want love, so you watch You've Got Mail. Bing, You've Got Mail. And then we're done and we watch it again. Bing, You've Got Mail. And then once more. Bing, You've Got Mail. Turn You've Got Mail off. Get on the internet and sign up for eHarmony already and get some real love in your life. Come on. Sorry, we're in church. Christian Mingle, whatever that thing is. Come on. .com. You are given life to live life, to love life. And God's given you good works, good things that He wants you to do with your life for your family, for your church, for your brothers and sisters, for the community that God's placed us in, amen? For the people that live around us, we need to stand out, be an extra kind of people. Scripture says that God has prepared good things in advance for you and me to do, amen? I don't just want to be an extra church that goes the extra mile. I'm calling on you to be an extra person, to be a believer that goes the extra mile, because your God is an over-the-top, exceedingly abundant, extra kind of God. And He's got an exceedingly abundant, over-the-top, extra kind of life that He wants you to live. Would you stand up and give the Lord a shout of praise if that word excites you today? Hallelujah. God's got more, 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 more for you. Come on. He may have brought you this far, but He's not done. He's got another step. If you're like, well, my life's better than it was, hey, you ain't dead, so God's got more, amen? There's something extra that He wants to do in your life this year and next year and the year after. He's not done. He's a more God. He's an extra God. He's an abundant God. He's an over-the-top God, amen? You gotta get ready for extra. Get ready for extra. Touch your neighbor, say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, somebody yell it out. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You got to get ready for extra, amen. You're going to live an extra kind of life. And I'm not talking about driving BMWs with flashy flames down the sides. I don't care if you're a dump truck driver. Be an extra kind of dump truck driver, amen. I'm not saying you got to live in a 7,000 square foot home. If you live in an apartment that's 400 square foot studio apartment downtown, be an extra person in that apartment complex. Come on. Be more, do more, give more, pray more. Be the best dump truck driver Des Moines has ever seen. When you spill my garbage, you pick it up. Come on. Your other colleagues, when something's gone bad in their life, they come to you. When your neighbors are being hassled, they come to you for prayer. Be an extra believer. Would you close your eyes and reach out your hands if you're ready to receive that extra word, that spirit of extra on your life? Come on, just reach out. I'm going to pray for you right now. God, we're believing for a spirit of extra, an extra spirit of extra on our church in Jesus' name. God, we're believing for a spirit of extra on our lives and on our families. We're believing for thriving marriages, for kids to return to Christ. We're believing for families to come alive, God, and Netflix won't be the best part of our week. God, we're believing for businesses to grow, for freedom in our minds and healing in our bodies. We believe the Word of God where it says that the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives in us, God. We receive that Word. We're ready. God, we're ready for life and life abundantly. We're ready for healing. God, we're ready to go the extra mile, to do what you've called us to do, to be where you've called us to be, to give what you've called us to give, to love those you've called us to love. God, we're here. And we want to be used by you in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody, would you yell out, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise again. If you don't know Jesus, you need to give him your life today. Come on, if you don't know Jesus, I'm calling on you to give him your life today. I want you to pray a prayer with me in just a moment, asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. You might think that, the church just wants to change me. All I want to do is introduce you to Jesus, who can help you live that extra kind of life that he designed for you. In the beginning, God said, let us make mankind in our image. You know, at that moment, God thought of you. Right then, he looked down through all the genetic code, through everything that would happen, through every person that would ever be born, and he saw you. And he created you. And he made a plan for your life. You're not a mistake, you're on purpose. You're not less than, you're more than. You're not a negative, you're an extra. And today he wants you to step into the life that he designed for you. He's been waiting thousands, millions, or billions, however long you believe the earth is. I really don't care. However long he's been waiting, this moment where you would step into the life that he designed for you. And scripture says if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you will be saved. So today I'm asking you to pray that prayer with me. And as we pray this prayer, I want you to just believe in your heart and God's going to come into your life and he's going to add that extra. You don't have to walk out of this place beige. You can walk out extra, over the top, exceedingly abundant, with the favor of God on your life. So we're going to pray a prayer that's going to break the shame of your past mistakes. It's going to break the shame of things that others did to you or around you. And it's going to bring hope, joy, and peace into your life today in Jesus' name. So while nobody's looking around, we'll do that bit in a minute. I want everybody in the room to pray with me now, one line at a time. I'm going to say it. I want you to repeat it after me and believe it in your heart as you say it. Everybody in the room so that nobody is alone. Dear God, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He died on a cross for my sin. And he rose again to give me life, hope, joy, peace, and eternal life. I receive it all. I receive your forgiveness and I receive this new life with you as my Lord and my Savior. Help me to live this life the way you designed it. Extra special, just for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Come on. God is good, amen. God is good. If you prayed that prayer, there's just two things I want you to do for me today. Now or after the service, if you could text the word SAVE to the number 25827. If you do that this week in the mail, you'll receive a gift card to a local coffee shop, a couple of free coffees on us. You'll also receive a Bible and a CD, a worship CD, like the kind of music that we sing here at Eternity Church. We just love to be a blessing. We're obsessed with generosity. So please text that word to that number so we can bless you as well this week. The second thing is I want to pray for you. So in a moment, I'm going to ask everyone to close their eyes and then I'm going to count to three. Then I want you to lift up your hand I'm not going to point you out. I'm not going to tell anyone who you are or anything like that. I just want to know who you are so that I can pray for you. There's something about knowing who I'm praying for. So right now, if everybody could close their eyes in this place, just close your eyes in this place. If you're watching online, if you prayed that prayer, just send us a message. Just write, I prayed that prayer. And we're praying for you as well right now. We've got people watching online praying for you as well. But in this room right here, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or for the first time in a long time, and you're coming back to Jesus, while nobody's looking around, on the count of three, I want you to lift up your hand. One, two, three. Lift up your hands all over this place. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Is there anybody else? You can put your hands down. You can put your hands down. Everybody, I'm going to ask you to, together, let's reach out our hands together and pray for those 12 people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for help. We thank you for hope and joy. God, I pray that right now, that you would just flood their heart with so much hope, so much joy, so much righteousness, so much extra peace, that there would be no room for shame, no room for pain, no room for the regret of the past, Lord God. We banish all of that garbage that comes from the devil right now. We break it off in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare wholeness, we declare truth, we declare purpose, we declare hope, peace, and joy in Jesus' name to flood their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord one more time. Church, I'm going to walk off this stage. We're going to open up the front for prayer. We're going to have prayer time right now. Then after that, we're going to have Brandon come up and share the offering. And then we'll just sing one more song after that and just end the service with a big praise party. Amen. But right now, I'm going to walk off the stage. Come every week this month, all right? I'm going to share 10 ways that God wants you to be a little extra and 10 ways that God's going to be a little extra for you. Amen. So God bless you. Come on, let's just open up this front right now for prayer for anyone in the church for any reason at all in your life. That you need prayer, God is willing and able to help. So come on down.
Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends or neighbors. This coming weekend or next, we'd love to see you at church. You'll find locations and service times at myeternity.com/locations. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at My Eternity Church. Have an awesome day. Love you heaps.